news and the paper and the TV news. Somebody's army is always on the move. There's gonna be a battle, the lines have been drawn, they got guns and tanks and planes. The wells are gone dry and the water is bad, and the air is acid rain. There's war after war and rumors of war from the east. There's a rumbling in the ground and they're talking about the beast. Good mother's cry calls the rivers run high with the blood of too many sons. Some people say peace is on the way, but the worst is still to come. Cause the prophets wrote about it, and Jesus spoke about it, and John got to take a look. And he told us what he saw, and it's easy to see, it's going by the book. It's going by the book.
Welcome to a Watchmen for Jesus program this afternoon on this Blog Talk Radio brought to you by Revelation Radio Network. My name is Thomas Gamble, and welcome. Well, family, tonight I'm going to cover, I tell you what everybody's been talking about, and I'm not hearing a lot about details on it. I'm going to cover some details on the New Age movement, the origins of it, where it's headed, how it connects up with Satanism. Because that is the enemy. It's not even Islam. You see, it's not even Islam. That's not it. And you're being led to believe that that's the enemy. Oh, it's an enemy, all right. But it's not the enemy. And it's all about distraction. All about distraction. Getting you all to look in another direction at a fictitious alternate enemy, they call it. That does kill. I mean, it's not so fictitious that it doesn't, as Islam and other type of vicious enemies, but they're controlled by the intelligence agencies. You see, they control ISIS, Al-Qaeda, and Hamas, and all this other. It's all fictitious as far as working separately away from the government. All of the intelligence agencies work together. All of them. Saudi Arabia, Iran, Russia, China. This is bizarre. This is hard for some people to comprehend, and understandably so. But this has been proven over and over many times. Even the CIA, some of their so-called truth tellers, admit that the ISIS doesn't exist. That Al-Qaeda was funded, but it never existed as a separate terrorist organization working on its own. The existence of it is actually agents that's hired out, depending on what culture that they've brought in to the scheme of things. It's hard for people to focus on. It really is. It's hard to understand. Because they go back to their core belief that we won the Revolutionary War, that we're on the right side, that Nazi Germany and America went to battle with each other, went to war, that Japan actually attacked Pearl Harbor, and they did, of course, but all this was set up as false flags leading to a new world order. Our own leaders, Europeans' own leaders, are all part of a Luciferian agenda based on secular humanism. Well, they get you looking in another direction. And right now, if you notice, they are pointing toward Islam and other directions as the enemy. Internally, they're talking about, you know, the disgruntledness of the Americans and so forth, boycotting this and that. These are all organized. The Occupy Wall Street, for example, was funded by the Rockefeller Foundation. A lot of these marches are funded by the very people they're marching against in the Illuminati. You understand? This is what's really going on. I'm going to dedicate the broadcast, and what I'm going to focus on is the real enemy that's going to come to you is peace, love, Christ consciousness, and how they really operate behind the scenes. It is reality. People don't like it. They want to think as the Muslims as the only enemy right now. Before it was Nazis, but all of them have been controlled on both sides, always. When you learn these truths and you find out and you connect the dots, you don't have a lot in common with other people to talk about because they're still stuck in the core belief of how World War I started, World War II started, the communist situation. We defeated them in 1987. No, we didn't. It's all about killing off the old and changing the name and bringing it back again with a new name. There you go. This is the reality. History books are worthless. I don't want to hear this. I don't want to hear it. I'm going to turn it off. Go away. Doesn't change the truth. That's why they'll never come to an agreement. They'll never understand how this world really works until it's too late. And, you know, once you learn this truth, you just can't go back the other way. You can't go back to what history says. You can't go back to what you were taught because you realize it's nonsense. So what you hear on the news today, it's like, you know what? You know, so this is all wrong on the news, literally. You wonder, well, this is so surreal. You understand it. And yet you see these people like Hannity and Limbaugh and all these guys at the highest level just talking about nonsense. And yet 90% of the population take it in. It's all about the Humanist Manifesto. It's about the New Age movement. Is the real religion for the Antichrist. So they got to show you the evil to bring in what's got to be good. So if you see, for example, let's take the Wizard of Oz, right? You got the witch. She does the, you know, got the broomstick and the hat and the proverbial witch with the black hat and all humped over and all mean and evil and all that. You got the picture. That must be evil. It's called duality. And that's what the Wizard of Oz was all about in the first place, was to show duality, but in your face. The whole scheme of what's going on. Matter of fact, the playwright for the Wizard of Oz was Luciferian, is a Satanist, and that was the purpose of the movie Wizard of Oz. So then if this is the evil witch, then this one that with the blonde hair, blue-eyed white girl with a pretty dress and little star that she does the wand thing, that's got to be good then. Well, no, not in reality. A witch is a witch no matter what she wears. And the witchcraft is, the Bible talks against it. Very adamantly against it. There's no good witch. Some of them actually believe that they are. But then you got a lot of Christians the same way. That think they're doing the right thing. And they're called KKK. And they burn, kill, murder, lynch. And yet they go to church. So it's no different in Christianity. As a matter of fact, the Vatican murdered 50 to 68 million people. Between 1200 and 1800 A.D. While they were searching for witches, they were murdering people for 600 years. And you know, now I'm coming around to it, and I'm going to dedicate the broadcast, is that the Vatican is the umbrella, the cover of the New Age movement that will soon reveal itself in the same way a snake sheds its skin. The snake was always the snake and shed his skin, left the skin, That is equivalent to the Roman Catholicism. And the new snake is still the snake with a different skin is the New Age movement. But it's the same snake. Mystery of Babylon, the whore. But first they got to show you the bad skin so you'll shed it. Now they're showing you the bad skin. The Illuminati, how the Vatican is all evil. Now they're doing all, you're learning about the truth about the Vatican. Because they're the ones revealing it. So they can bring on the new snake. They'll turn. It's called the second seal. And the red horse. And they will double cross Israel. And God will allow it to happen because Israel has turned her back once again against God. That's why three quarters of Israel will be wiped out in the beginning of the tribulation after the peace and safety is announced in the first seal. You see, that's coming. It hadn't happened yet. I'm going to dedicate the broadcast, and then we're going to get started here. And I'm recording this as well, but I'm going to cover in detail tonight about the New Age movement. Earlier in my broadcast, I have Monday through Friday, 4 to 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, Watchmen for Jesus, that you can listen to on TalkStreamLive.com when you type in my name. And then you can also listen to it on my website at the same time, if you prefer, at WatchmenForJesus.com. I've been talking about secular humanism. Humanism is also encompassed within the New Age movement. It's all together, and hopefully I'll show you that tonight. Let's dedicate the broadcast. That's what I always do. And I want to get started on talking in detail about the New Age movement, the link up with humanism and Satanism, and what's going on today in the news. You're going to find a parallel, how they operate. That's my goal for tonight. If I don't get it finished tonight, I'm going to move it into tomorrow, along with humanism. We'll see how it works out. Lord, we thank you tonight for bringing us together at this network. Father, thank you for the network we have. Thank you for the opportunity you've given us, Lord, to be able to be on the air. Lord, we thank you most of all for Jesus Christ who died on the cross for our sins. Guide us tonight, Lord, as you lead us through. Give us discernment and wisdom, knowledge that we can pass on and reflect. Father, we call upon you to bring the gospel to us now that, Lord, we see changes going on in this world. Lord, we need the words to speak. We need the opportunities. We need the divine appointments set up to share with each other, to witness to others about the love of Jesus. And, Father, the knowledge of what's really going on in this world today. Father, the discerning the end of times because the Bible is being so misrepresented and interpretations are distorted from those that are following the humanist viewpoint in these colleges, universities, and churches. That, Lord, you bring out your watchmen. Lord, you give courage to the preachers and the pastors and rabbis and priests, Lord, that they'll come out and tell the truth. That, Lord, they'll exalt the King James Bible, bring it up to where it's supposed to be. And, Father, to expose the heresies, the Gnostics, expose those that lie in the secret societies, that, Lord, you'll convict them that they should witness, they should renounce the oath that they've taken and accept Jesus as Savior, to bring out whistleblowers in the governments, and, Lord, in these fields, to protect the children coming up, Father, these sacrifices that's on the way, that, Lord, you'll find a way to cover them in the blood of Jesus and protect them. But, Lord, we all see that there's a pulling away. And, Lord, we know that judgment's coming upon us soon. Father, we pray. We call for the return of Jesus. Lord, that's what we look for. These things we pray in the name of your Son, Jesus. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, and thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. Well, family, we have a lot to cover tonight. I want to get started on it. I had that chat room up and running there a little while ago. Funny how these things disappear on me. I was talking earlier today in my broadcast about how they got us to divide church and state, not to connect the two. And that's one of the biggest drives. We don't connect. We don't have a connection between church and state. Well, the reason they do that, and I mentioned this earlier today, was so that you won't be able to connect the dots. It's a jingle almost. It's almost a brainwashing that any time you start talking about religion, politics together, it's an automatic stop. We don't want to talk about it. We're talking about religion or politics. Don't mix the two. It's automatic. Even in, say, you're going out with people you know, and they don't connect. It's automatic jingle. They just shut down from it. It's worked perfectly. So we don't connect dots. Well, what I like to do is connect the dots. Anytime they got something going on, some incident, whether it's the Scottish vote to stay in the EU or what, I mean into the British Commonwealth or not, it's all distraction for each country. You've got something to keep you distracted. In all cases. And they know what to do. They know what the hot buttons are for each one. And they use it. Right now, I'd say, and this is a guess, this is not based on a study or whatever, but I would guess 90% of the population is focused on Islam, ISIS, head chopping and all that. Because they had a couple of head decapitations in Oklahoma. They had one. Then there's another one that said he works for ISIS. And your Shubat, Dingbat, whatever his name is, he works for the Illuminati. So everything's pointing toward Islam as the one and only enemy. Just like they did communism. Just like they did fascism. Just like they did all our enemies, like the North and the South. Family's all set up. Planning generations ahead. Carefully orchestrated. Conspiracy is real. Evidence confirmed. Except people don't want to know will argue with you, call you conspiracy theorist, call you stupid, dumb, crazy, whatever. But then you say, do you want to see the evidence? They run. They get mad, turn off, block, ban. Do a flip-flop cartwheel, out the door they go. Or off the air they go. Or they run off in some way. Or shut down in some way. Or they start insulting whatever. That's called denial. Doesn't change the truth because they don't want to hear it. And then they'll say, well, what's your sources? Well, I very seldom ask for the sources. When someone makes a statement, I'm like, well, I don't know about that. I'll look for it myself. If I can't find anything about it, I'll go back to the person and say, look, I can't find anything about it. Can I see your sources? But I'm going to do it myself. I don't, you know, I'm going to look for my sources. Find out what the truth is, whatever it may be. But right now, the enemy is Islam. Right now, the enemy is a tyrannical government in America. Right now, the enemy is the tyrannical government in America is controlled by Obama, who's a Muslim. You see? Well, you have Luciferians in Obama, Bush, Clinton, FDR, one of the most evil we've ever had. And the evidence, I've got it, you want it, I can give it to you, not a problem. If you don't want to see it, it's not my fault. But I got it. Anybody can get it if they look for it. To know what's really the enemy. Now, I'm going to throw something at you here. Now, a little while ago, I was talking about the good witch and bad witch. I'm going to throw it at you, another duality. Maybe you've thought about it, maybe you haven't. I don't know. But right now, who's the evil mass murderers? Pol Pot, Stalin, Hitler, right? Why? Because they've been vilified. And were they? Sure they were. But you see, what they're not telling you is that FDR, Truman, Churchill, were also among the same group of murderers, mass murderers, except it was for a cause. And the cause was termed by Edward Bernays, Fight for Freedom. But the world wars were set up before 1873. Already planned. The three world wars, one of them yet to fight, between Islam and Zionism and countries on either side to fight each other, is yet to happen, was all planned in conceptual terms before 1873. Oh, yeah, Albert Pike, Freemason. When Truman dropped the atomic bombs or whatever they did, because there's other testimonies about what really happened, but it destroyed two cities, Hiroshima and Nagasaki. They were, in fact, surrendering to the Vatican. They had to have that sacrifice for various reasons I'm not even going to go into right now. It's way beyond, it wasn't remotely about winning the war. All these are sacrifices. The war is sacrifices to open up certain portals. It has a lot to do with the supernatural. Mass murder. Mass murder that is justified by manufacturing consent. It's no different. Churchill set up for destruction May the 7th, 1915. On purpose, Churchill and J.P. Morgan set out to set up, designed to take down the Lusitania and murder all those working with the Germans. You understand this? FDR, Churchill, Japanese elite conspired together in the mid-1920s to set up Pearl Harbor. I've got a clear progression of how they did it. And tested the defenses in 1932. It's mass murder. And everyone that died in World War I, World War II, on both sides was set up mass murder on everybody's side. Because they all are Luciferian under the Council of Foreign Relations. I've got evidence of that, inclusive of Korea. It's all pre-orchestrated with the end result already determined. With the end result of each war already determined. You understand the mass implications of that, considering what Arlington has there, cemetery? I have to say this because it's true. It's a Luciferian agenda going all the way back to Nimrod. And then before the flood, it goes all the way back to Adam and Eve at the Garden of Eden until today. The big dispensation, if you want to call it that, was at the flood. Then it started again. That's when the New Age movement started taking shape. So here we are. But you have to hide it. They did in the 4th century. It's called Christianity. Because Jesus Christ is not about Christianity. Jesus Christ, the real Jesus Christ, is about redemption, and salvation of every human being when they accept Jesus as Savior. What they're trying to do is hide that. So they got to come close to it. So they need something radical, the Dark Witch, to bring something good, the White Witch, but it's both witch. Both are witches. To hide the truth about Jesus. And that's called religion. You see how it works? And the best way to do it for them then was Christianity. Because you have 37,000 different types of denominations of some kind. With different theologies to take you away from the truth. You see how it works? Everybody wants to belong to something. When they belong to it, they're biased toward it. So they'll lose, like Christian identity, for example. They belong to a club, a gang, a membership, whatever. It is the same thing as any other gang membership. They just label it something different, wear something different, have signs, signals, handshakes, and some kind of doctrine and bylaws and all this, but it's no different. Jesus is not about membership. It's not about a country. It's not about patriotism, any of that. It's about accepting him as your Savior and repenting of sins. Because eternity is on the way. That's what it's about. That's all. Because when Jesus Christ comes back, and the Bible says he's going to, he takes control of Jerusalem. There will be no separation and division of religions and countries and all that. They'll be under one language. How he does that, I don't know, but I know he changed all the languages in Nimrod at the Tower of Babel. He changed them all. Tongues, the real tongues, not the fake they got today, but the real tongues was when the Pentecost and the disciples were speaking in their own tongue, but those listening, they could hear it in their tongue. That was tongues. But they knew what was being spoken. And then in other cases, they had interpreters there. So the tongues being spoken today is false. Because nobody knows what anybody is saying. That doesn't edify the church at all. If there's no interpreter, Paul says to be silent. They keep forgetting that verse part of it. But the New Age now, let's go. The New Age movement is the White Witch. It's still a witch. Islam, Satanism, other religions like this are the Black Witch. The evil, of course. Made to look that way. Therefore, the New Age movement is the Witch of the North. I'm here, Dorothy. Click your heels 3 times, the red slippers, heading toward the second seal. Yeah, I threw that in there. The New Age movement is somewhat of a spiritual movement. And what it does is seeking to transform individuals and society through this kind of a mystical union with some kind of dynamic cosmos. Who are we talking about here? We're talking about the one named Sanand Emanuel. When you read about the New Age movement and you hear the name of Sanat Kumara, family, that is Satan. With a New Age name. Raziel, a fallen angel. Name is Sanand Emanuel, is Raziel. He is what we think is Jesus Christ, with the blonde hair, blue eyes. That's not Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Nobody knows what he looks like. Leonardo da Vinci came up with that painting of the Last Supper. It's not Jesus Christ. It's a painting about Leonardo da Vinci. Leonardo da Vinci never saw what Jesus looked like. So where did he get that depiction of Jesus as long blonde hair, blue eyes? Where did he get that from? Really? Anybody ever ask that question, really? It came from channeling. Influence from the outside is where that came from. That's how he got it. Same thing with Michelangelo. Through the Medici Illuminati family, Michelangelo. The advocates of the New Age movement, for example, the advocates for it, they hope to bring about a utopia, a new age of harmony and progress that some say has already begun. And their adherence of the New Age and Wesak Festival and all of this is kind of like Wesak on, it's kind of like Woodstock on steroids. When they get together, it links up directly with the Humanist Manifesto, because the Humanist Manifesto 1 and 2, I discovered, is all tied together with the New Age movement as well, to get people ready for the precepts of the New Age movement, for the precepts of humanism, because in humanism they believe and claim that they can only be successful in creating their utopia by establishing a world government or new world order. And to do that, they got to get rid of the family. Now, I've talked about this before. Now, veteran listeners, you've heard me say this. It's all coming together. It seeks to replace both traditional and biblical religion as we know it and secular humanism. It's going to replace both of them. Biblical religion has one on one side, one group, and on the other side, the secular humanism on the other. It promises hope for a new future, space travel, going to Mars, etc. And this through personal and social transformation with the next evolution of mankind. And they're saying that what got these aliens, the ascended masters, interested in Earth was by our advancement in nuclear energy and explosion, you know, the nuclear bomb. They would reach that level. That's what they believe. So it involves new types of psychological techniques that are often nothing more than updates of older approaches. It goes back to Nimrod. And what it does, it capitalizes on our concerns for our health and environment, nuclear power, women's issues. All that's taken into account. So today's Christians, no matter what sect you belong to, you need to understand the meaning of the New Age, because that's going to replace and bring in Lucifer and a mass extermination of mankind. To me, that's pretty important that people aren't taken into account. But they do have replacements. TV, golf, beer, fantasy football, to keep them all busy till their life is changed forever. Or they die and end up going to hell. I was really good at mincing words at all. That's what it boils down to. And the churches are not doing the job they're supposed to be doing. Christians need to understand what the difference between traditional biblical Christianity. But Christianity is so convoluted and corrupted since Constantine. It's like a taking a pill. Christians not involved in Christianity. They got to understand why the New Age advocates insist the world is in crisis. A crisis, they say, can only be resolved by the New Age movement. There is your dialectic. They create the crisis, the antithesis is the New Age movement. But it's the same snake, different skin. This is very important what I'm telling y'all today. Because this is what's really going on. And you know, the New Age is merely an umbrella term. There is no central headquarters, per se, that you can really contact. We're going to defeat the New World Order. We're going to defeat them. We're going to win, really. I keep asking the question. Nobody can answer it. So who are you going to attack? Who are you going to shoot? Who are you going to take down? Well, we're going to get the bankers. Oh, okay. We're going to get the leaders of the New Age movement, New World Order. Who are they exactly, please? Can you tell me? Zionists, is the Jews, really? Well, what about the Muslims? I thought we're against Muslims, too. Now we're against the Zionists. Oh, we're against the tyrannical government. Make up your mind. Which is it? And another level says, oh, they're extraterrestrials. Good ones and bad ones. Oh, that we got different. Oh, now we got, what, five or six different things going on here? Nobody knows. They don't understand. They set up different camps for every group to see as an enemy, to keep them all busy. No one at Bundy Ranch in Nevada, no one said, wait a minute, what's going on here? These are all white folk against white folk. In Ferguson, it was black folk against white folk. In Bundy Ranch, Bundys are Illuminati, okay? So nobody there said, wait a minute, what's going on here? Nobody did that. Nobody. Nobody said, wait a minute, what's going on? Why are we fighting? He's American. The guy lives in my town. I'm American. I live in the same town. You know, nobody said that. In Ferguson, you got white Americans, black Americans. Somebody said, wait a minute, what's going on here? Why are we fighting each other? How come the cops don't have the guts, the courage to say, well, my fellow cop over here, I don't have got in here, but he's a felon, I found out. Not saying it, are you? No. Freemason cops, they're going to kill you. But first, they're going to take out the good cops, the ones that's not Freemasons. Then the ones under a blood oath, they're going to take you out, too. You don't know that yet. It's a fact. I promise you. It's documented. It's going to happen. In their planning process, they're going to take out the FBI. That's a fact. They're going to eliminate. Once the Great White Brotherhood and the New World Order is formed, they won't need you anymore. And they will not let you run around loose. It ain't going to happen. Just like they took out Cain. All the good guys, the snipers, the former military that are getting out, that are very skilled, they either commit suicide because of the orchestrated suicides I've talked about, or they die in a crash or suicide or something. It's being orchestrated. Family, people's got to know this. The supernatural is behind the New Age movement. The governments are nothing but mere slaves of the fallen angels. They can be defeated. They can be handled through spiritual warfare. But there's a judgment coming upon us. We go back, though, to the New Age. It's a network of networks. It's extremely large. It's loosely structured. Group of organizations bound together by a common assumption and a common vision. You know, the New Age movement emerged in Western society in about the late 1960s. It's always been. But they couldn't emerge until after 1945 to set up through Tavistock, the music, everything. Drugs, music was planned in Tavistock. And it showed itself during the 1980s, 1990s, through the music, the politics, everything. That was really what was behind everything. Beatles, Elvis Presley was Hindu. He changed over. It's a long story. That's why he went off the air for a while, because he was losing control and he had to be restructured. And he came back. That was the purpose of it. Same thing with the Beatles. They murdered John Lennon. It's a long story. They used channeling on the songwriters and the singers, possession, because this music is used to change society. And it does. Through Tavistock, it planned it all. Now, they freely accepted new perspectives from the East. The New Age movement has deep roots in Middle Eastern and Western philosophy and life of those areas. And you know, all new religion, New Age religion, is defined as a criticism of dogmatic Christianity, as well as a criticism of national and scientific ideologies. To bring in that world perspective of universal knowledge and on and on. That's why they're trying to legalize marijuana. To put people in a mass medicated state and make it legal. Can you imagine? And that anything is legal, anything is okay, even murder? Yeah, that's a New Age perspective. Do as I wilt is the whole of the law. If I kill somebody, it's just me learning something. This is what they believe. The New Agers aren't getting a hint of what's getting ready to happen. New Agers contend that the clash between Christianity, scientific and rational beliefs, has put the world in crisis. As I said many times in the Humanist Manifesto, that the secular humanism and Marxism, Leninism, they believe the traditional family must be eliminated in order to obtain world peace. Huh. You got to eliminate the family to attain world peace. So now they had to eliminate that thought about the family. Each generation, each, say, decade of children, born to the next, born to the next, born to the next, to where the family unit took a second seat. That family wasn't that important, so they turned their eyes toward the video games. Spending hours and hours and hours playing video games, but not having connect with your parents. And your parents not saying, well, honey, what'd you learn today? Roberta Auchenberg, Assistant Secretary of Housing and Urban Development, said, quote, "Do we want children learning the values of an organization that provides character building exclusively for straight, God-fearing male children?" Unquote. Traditional family brings status. That's God's plan. A traditional family. So to bring in New World Order, you got to destroy it. And that's what they set out to do. And it's worked using feminism funded by the Rockefellers. I've talked about this many times before. Quite ingenious action. How is it that they can say that the traditional family has got to be eliminated in order to attain world peace? Christine Gibby, appointee as AIDS czar for America, she had a sex problem under Clinton. Yeah, I bet. Anyway, she said, and I quote, America needs to view human sexuality as essentially important and pleasurable thing. If we do not, we will continue to be, here we go, repressed Victorian society that misrepresents information, denies sexuality early, denies homosexual sexuality, particularly in teens, and leaves people abandoned with no place to go. I can help just a little bit in my job as an AIDS czar, standing on the White House lawn, talking about sex with no lightning bolts falling on my head. Unquote. You see, they believe that they've got it figured out. But the thing is, they're bringing themselves closer to destruction. And they don't realize this. And we're kind of caught in the middle. We've all been there in one way or another. But decisions are coming to a head here pretty quick about whose side you're on. And I believe, just my opinion here, is that God's touching those. He knows, because He already knows what you're going to do. He just gives you the opportunity to do it. And I believe He's picking sides, giving people opportunities to accept Jesus or reject Jesus. I think those sides are coming fast and often. Humanist Manifesto 2 said, quote, "We affirm that moral values derive their source from human experience." Shall I say that again? We affirm that moral values derive their source from human experience. Ethics is autonomous and situational, needing no theological or ideological sanction. Ethics stem from human need and interest. To deny this distorts the whole basis of life. And they have brought that to the schools and taught our children and taught us this value system. New Age movement. Now, this world crisis that they're coming up with, you know, they say that all new religion, from their perspective, has been defined as a criticism of dogmatic Christianity, right? And the clashes between Christianity, scientific, and rational beliefs. So the solution, they say, is a third option. Does not reject religion, spirituality, or science and rationality, but combines them all together. Your New Age advocates, in fact, insist that the world crisis will be resolved only if the third New Age option becomes dominant in society. There's two New Age thinking camps. Now, our government is in the top of this, using different theologies and so forth. The mainstream aspect centers our culture through the areas of health, psychology, art, education, business, science, philosophy, economics, and finance. And you know, it packages itself. It puts together itself a cultural attractive and different wrappings. Environmental, transformational, holistic health agendas. And you'll find that in the Iron Mountain Commission report. Fictitious enemies are not only Islam, which are enemies, of course, but fictional. They're designed. But also the environmental pollution. It's been set up. Famine is orchestrated. Then we're going to solve it, they say, and they never do. The occult side, the satanic occult side, is part of the culture by more openly exotic spiritual beliefs. Our government, senators, presidents, CEOs, scientists, military leaders are involved in these ritual sacrifices. You understand this? And the sex magic, they call. They're steep into it. The sex magic. You'd never think that. like Jimmy Carter and all them. They're absolutely involved in it. Absolutely horrific. People don't have a clue. They believe because they say they're Christian, and I go to church, a Baptist church, blah, 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 that they really do. And they may do. That's to cover over the evil that they actually are involved in. Sometimes it's really hard. It's not easy sometimes to explain this to people in a believable state because we have our core beliefs of what we're brought up from kids and so forth. But reality is the evil is deep into it. Like, for example, the sex magic is what's really going on in the background. In contrast, the higher magic practiced at the formal rituals that goes on, especially in September and October, that's what the holidays are all about, is to earmark these periods of time that they can perform these acts during certain periods of constellations when the planets are aligned. That's very important. It has a certain effect on the energy of the universe. You know, the knowledge of good and evil? Well, there you go. When you're talking about Anton LaVey, on Saturdays he held courses for his female witches. And since the satanic movement is aimed basically at the Machiavellian type control, it's the understudy, undercover of the New Age movement that New Agers don't know. And you know, the most obvious means of control from a female standpoint is through the use of sex. The Church of Satan employed sex as a basic tool in the practice of lesser magic because the way the spirit, the soul, was utilized in the transference. And LaVey's church, and you know how close it is? Michael Aquino, General Michael Aquino of the Pentagon. Steep into MK Ultra mind control. The royal secret of the Freemasonry. It's all connected. And you know, they usually have strong drives for power or desires to be slaves. That's where your bondage comes in. These are mostly your intellectual types, analytic, superficially straight, you'd never think, but they are. But they're frankly hedonistic. They have a need for a religious rationale for their way of life and which overtones of rebellion. That's what witchcraft is, rebellion. There was some reports of whistleblowers coming out of the magic seminars and rituals of the Church of Satan that in attendance were physicians, lawyers, engineers, teachers, former members of the FBI, IBM executives. And one gathering is reported that half were either PhDs or PhD candidates. Is that shocking? Presidents attend Bohemian Grove. Reagan and Nixon, pictures of them there. Bush, naturally. See, this goes high. I have a picture of, in one article, of Queen Elizabeth coming out with one of her nursemaids. A nursemaid looked like she'd tear you in half. Well, on her belt buckle, made out of metal, was a Freemason sign on one side, and on the other side was a pentagram, witchcraft, on one belt buckle for her nursemaid. And I use the term nursemaid lightly. Grant Hardner actually noted in attendance of both magic seminars and rituals of the Church of Satan were all these I mentioned. Grant Hardner stated that the membership is widespread geographically and includes numerous persons in law enforcement. That's where Freemasonry comes in. The media, the military, movies, government service, and teachers. In its early stages, membership was kept to selective, very selective. LaVey says trying to assemble an elite group aimed at stability and power. He said, and I quote, "The Satanic Church is the first organization of its kind." He also said, quote, "whose membership consists largely of responsible, respectable people. Only by limiting our membership to individuals of this variety, rather than appealing to the lunatic fringe, can we be certain of becoming the strongest power structure in the world," unquote. And there his name is, Michael Aquino again. Army officer who turned a cult leader. He contended that in those recent years, LaVey started selling religious offices to the Church of Satan to anybody who would sign a check. And before he died, LaVey's decision to set up a service business for mail order magi. That's how the Church of Satan became thousands, if not hundreds of thousands, in membership, very strong. Ratchie said that when LaVey decided in the mid-70s to sell his own brand of indulgences to the masses, he made Satanism into a crude belief system. He stripped Satanism of intellectual pretense and just made it exactly what it became, ideology of hate, a kind of incitement to revolutionary violence. That's your black witch. Your white witch is Luciferian. The duality, they call it. So pretty much the black occult that was represented by LaVey is interested in the performance of magic. Magic being these rituals carried through by satanic entities, demonic entities, makes it look like magic, gives people power. But it's a false power. It's in glorifying the devil more than it is in mocking Christ. And they're both theistic, and they're atheists, they're scientists, Satanists. They have some black occultists who really do believe in the existence of Satan, while others do not believe in the literal reality of either Satan or God. You know, a lot of Satanists, like LaVey, believe only in themselves. They think of themselves as a devil, and that they're their own God. If you recall, in some of the YouTubes I've played about the interview of a Freemason, where he says, "I'm Lucifer," to the interviewer. It's like, what? That's where it fits in. Amazing stuff. But the ritualized magic and sex, horrific manners, is what invokes the demonic realm. Charles Manson fits in this even today. He's a big part of it even today. He's not forgotten by no stretch. And the Helter Skelter, I pretty much found what that means, and he's a big part of that even today. Now, in the New Age belief, when you understand the world crisis movement, there's these two camps. The occult side becomes a part of the culture by pulling in the exotic spiritual beliefs. Members of the group immerse themselves in channeling and receiving messages from your spiritual masters. They put those on websites, and it always starts off, "my dear children." My dear. Little children. What are you talking about? Smack you. That's how they start off. "I have a prophecy for you, my children." All this nonsense. "Did you know when Michael Aquino, did you know that Michael Aquino in the third phase of the New Age movement, revelatory stage, they call it, invoked the Prince of Darkness, Sanat Kumara, in 1975. That was the beginning of the third and final stage, then the lead until now. Well, that was a time when people would say, and I am God. An actress, Shirley MacLaine, wrote a book on her New Age beliefs and people who involved in magic and witchcraft are examples of this occult side. It's all the same, just packaged differently. They separate themselves from what's termed fortune-telling, and so-called sophisticated New Age people accept and rely on their traditional occult practices as they try for a greater awareness of themselves and the world. However, the New Agers get involved, in, especially in these festivals, in astrology, tarot cards, professional psychics, and so forth. You see this a lot in music today. People don't pay attention to it. It's hypnotizing. It's rituals. Where do you get the astrological charts in the almanac? Right down to the second. They need that to be able to conduct the rituals. And they actually focus on how these charts that they come up with guides them in self-understanding and transformation. So they teach other people this, biorhythms and all that sort of thing, New Age thinking, seminars, etc., Course in Miracles, how to talk to your angel. I thought that was through the Holy Spirit. Well, apparently you can conjure one up. They tend to avoid spiritualist mediums, the New Agers do, who consult the dead. But the dead are demonic. That's taken on shape and form of those they know you know. But you know, they have little difficulty with individuals who are in contact with higher spirit teachers, gurus and manus and all that. They're conceived as ascended masters, they call them. The great white brotherhood, or the higher self of a medium. Family, these are fallen angels. And they're powerful. Unless you're prayed, fasted, don't mess with them. The Bible talks about that. The name New Age is coined in recent years, actually. It came from astrology's prediction that we're moving into an Aquarian, water-pouring, Aquarian or millennial age. You'll find a lot of these YouTube presentations are based on water. Based on Neptune, I forgot the name of that device. The three-pointed staff. I just lost the name of it in my head. The trident is very important. When you see the trident, that's New Age personified. The millennial age is supposed to come at the close of this century, beginning, well, actually the 2000, heading into the 21st century. Believers in the theory contend that for the past 2,000 years, the earth has been influenced by the sign of Pisces, the fish, the Roman Catholic Church, the fish hat. And during the period, they say that the legalistic and restrictive Christianity has been dominant, so the occult knowledge has been undervalued. Well, Christianity is the cover for the New Age movement. Isn't that ironic? And they see the new Aquarian age as one of brotherhood and occult happenings. Back in 75, in the revelatory stage, Shirley MacLaine and others believe the Aquarian age has already begun from the Pisces, 1975. Quite interesting. how they set up our education lead us up to this point. You know, in reality, it's the New Age is an alternative belief system. It's created and used its own language. A belief system that's undercut over the years by science and legalism. It tries to mask Christianity, excuse me. What do they believe? How do you identify it? Well, some basic New Age ideas are all is one in the monism. You know, the New Age bottom line is stated in three words. All is one. Sound like Three Musketeers. And the cosmos is seen as a pure, undifferentiated, universal, energy, interconnected kind of process. It's known as monism. Distinctions of apparent opposites disappear. They just go away. And there's no line between the creation of material and the force of energy that created it. All is one, one for all. The nature of the world and human life is seen as a kind of a modern-day version of a theory of correspondence. The universe is the source of life's manifestations. It's not the same for New Age religion as a traditional relationship between God and its creatures is for a biblical view. Rather, the New Age contains all of life. Everything's alive. They emphasize their conviction that the notion of being separate, discrete, is illusionary. Pretty much the New Age theology, you could say, I guess, it kind of puts the idea that matter and energy are different manifestations of one encompassing reality. So, they have different names for this thing. Y'all have heard these before. The prana. Well, it's not something you eat. The prana, the mana, the auric force, the Oregon energy, O-R-G-O-N-E. Holy Spirit, they call it the chi, if you're in martial arts. The mind and the healing forces, etc., etc. Everything is God is another one. Pantheism. New Agers identify God with the ultimate unifying principle. You know, it binds the whole together. It's a power that gives it dynamic. It's called pantheism. It states that all things, all plants, all humans partake in the one divine essence. They're trying to make inanimate objects alive. Man to become woman, woman to become man. Well, they're making it happen. They're changing DNA like they did in the days of Noah. They actually combine the language of quantum physics with age-old alchemy, mystical imagery, symbolism, and they see that vibrating energy is light. The light bringer, light bearer, Lucifer. Now you see. The Hebrew word, the light bringer, gives you Lucifer. It is Latin, but also has equivalent name in Hebrew. In the New Age, God, or the ultimate reality, manifests itself in creation as an interaction of polarities, your duality, light and dark, male, female, good, evil. That's where your duality comes from. Saturnian worship. Not Sabbatarian, but Saturnian. Different. So all is one, one for all. Everything is God. And then you have God is within you. There you go. See, they always try to masquerade it. You know, their idealistic and spiritual understanding of the nature of the universe. These New Agers frequently or usually affirm their own godhood as herself is God. Does that sound a little familiar to y'all, by chance? That we're all gods? We're little gods running around, practicing to being big gods or something? Can you imagine? Who else is teaching that? Who would that be by chance?
I don't know.
Anybody got an idea?
Who would that be by chance?
I don't know.
That they're teaching it. That we're all little gods in the making. I think Copeland and TBN has a little bit to do with that. For example,
became a man, made man into little God, went back to heaven as a man. He faces the Father as a man. I face devils as the Son of God. You see what I'm talking about? You say, Benny Hinn, am I a little God? You're a son of God, aren't you? You're a child of God, aren't you? You're a daughter of God, aren't you? What else are you? Quit your nonsense. What else are you?
I am.
If you say I am, you're saying I'm a part of him, right? Is he God?
Yes.
Are you his offspring?
Yes.
Are you his children?
Yes.
You can't be human.
He doesn't even draw a distinction between himself and...
Never, never. You never can do that in a covenant relationship.
Do you know what else that has settled then tonight? This hue and cry and controversy that has been spawned by the devil to try and bring dissension within the body of Christ, that we're gods. I am a little God.
Yes. Yes.
I have his name. I'm one with him. I'm in covenant relationship.
Yes.
I am a little God. Critics,
you are gone. Anything that he is.
Yes.
God's reason for creating Adam was his desire to reproduce himself. I mean a reproduction of himself. And in the Garden of Eden, he did that. He was not a little like God. He was not almost like God. He was not subordinate to God even. And Adam is as much like God as you could get. Just the same as Jesus, when he came into the earth, he said, if you've seen me, you've seen the Father. He wasn't a lot like God. He's God manifested in the flesh. And I want you to know something. Adam in the Garden of Eden was God manifested in the flesh.
God.
Ooh-wee. Now you see how they snuck up on you? And it's quite amazing. Quite amazing. Well, we're going to take a little break here, and we'll continue on. And I got some more of the New Age thoughts and some of their theologies. And so you can identify with it and see where it's coming from. So we're going to take a break here, and we'll be back in a few minutes. So stand by.
What is it that's in your home that causes grown men to cower and children to run for cover?
Fun!
Food storage!
That's right. Food storage shouldn't be scary. At Simply Your Food, we are the premier providers of long-term, storable, GMO, and MSG-free meats, veggies, fruit, dairy, and pantry essentials like powdered butter. We even have a gluten-free line. Food storage shouldn't be scary. Let Simply Your Food help you with your food storage needs. Go to simplyyourfood.com or call 866-251-7511 and let us take the scary out of food storage. Go to simplyyourfood.com or call 866-251-7511 and let us take the scary out of food storage.
Climbing up the ladder of disgrace, launching off the power in your face. Together in one place.
Your life back from the banks. Go to thetruthtraveler.com and join us in the Carrot Bars family. You too can earn free gold and get your life back from the banks.
That's great. It starts with an earthquake, birds, snakes, an airplane, and then he loses, not afraid. Hurricane, listen to yourself, turn world, take your dumb needs, dummy, serve your own needs, beat it up and not speed, front, no strength, doesn't matter, such a planet with fear, fight down, high wire, in a fire, represent the seven gangs, in the government, but higher, in a combat site, that's the weapon coming in a hurry, with the fury speeding down, your neck, see my team reporters, Donald Trump, Kevin Cross, look at that, no plan, fine, death, uh-oh, overflow, population, promise, implement, or two, set yourself, swim yourself, whoa, such a dumb needs, listen to your heart, speed, dummy, with the rest.
Something happening here. What it is ain't exactly clear. There's a man with a gun over there telling me I got to beware. If it's time to stop, children, watch that sound. Everybody look what's going down. Adeline's being wrong. Nobody's right if everybody's wrong. Young people speak in their minds. I'm getting so much resistance from behind. And we stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down.
What a field day for the heat. Thousands of people in the street singing songs and they carry inside the most to say hooray for our side. It's time we stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Paranoia strikes deep into your life, it will creep. Starts when you're always afraid. Step out of line, demand for harm and take you away. You better stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. Stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. You better stop now, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. You better stop.
And we're back. Welcome back to Watchmen for Jesus program tonight on this Revelation Radio Network, brought to you every Monday night, 9 to 11. Family, we're talking about the New Age movement, and we're getting into their basic New Age ideas. It's going to take over. I don't think people have any idea. What we're talking about tonight has been driving this civilization. And it's getting ready to change the way people think. Family, do you understand what I'm saying here? That this re-spiritualization, the re-spiritualization of the Roman Catholic Church is going to take place. And I'm talking about tonight what it's going to take place of, or what's going to take its place. You see, and they don't know that. You know, that you would think that if you were talking about stocks and bonds as a guaranteed way to increase your investment, you'd have people standing in line on your blog talk or wherever. But Christianity is going to be crashed on purpose. It's going to go back to the old snakeskin, the New Age movement. So it's been holding its own on Christianity. Do you realize the implications of what I'm talking about? Christianity is taking the place of the New Age movement beginning at Nimrod till now, today. I'm sorry, my mistake. 4th century, Constantine. Constantine covered over with Christianity. That's a New Age movement with a new name. They call it Christianity. Oh, mercy. It's always been this way. Christmas, Easter, they're all pagan. Under the New Age movement, you see. So now when they have a re-spiritualization as documented in their own plans, man, it's going to go back to the New Age movement with these things I'm telling you about. And the Christians have no idea. They're going to get slammed hard. What we're talking about tonight. And I just proved it with those Benny Hinn, Crouch, and the other one, Copeland. They're preaching it. Joyce Myers, you're all little gods running around. Well, it's in the Bible. No, it's about little gods as magistrates, legislators, rulers. That's the little gods that the Bible's talking about. God is within you, is what they're going to say. It's what's going on today. And the seated masters, the fallen angels, are saying, you can be like us. We were like humans before. Now you can be like us, but we're now to show you the next stage of evolution into the Aquarian stage, from your Pisces to Aquarian. So the changing of the age is now going to be the evolution of mankind to the next level. This is the priority of what's going on today. They've been changing by the education, by the wars, everything, to get us to this point. Harmony, beauty in the arts, music, everything. To prepare mankind for this fictional change that's going to change the history of life as you know it. And they've been teaching it at TBN all this time. I played today Victoria Osteen's declaration that you're not really doing things good for God, but for you. As long as you do good and for you to be happy, God's happy, no matter what. That's what she said. I played that today earlier. They just come right out and tell you. The humanist point of view. It's documented in their own textbook, A Re-Spiritualization of the Catholic Church. This is what this is. I'm telling you exactly what it is. So based on their idealistic and spiritual understanding of the nature of the universe, New Age devotees frequently or usually affirm their own godhood as the self is God. God's in everything, they say. And persons are viewed as individualized manifestations of God. Gods and goddesses in exile. That's where Arnold Murray comes in. That we were once angels. No, we weren't. And never have been. The day you're born is the day that God put that spirit into you. You didn't exist before. Nowhere in the Bible does it say so. There's never been a pre-Adamic race. It's impossible. Original sin is taken into account. The Bible says Adam and Eve are the first man and woman. What is it about first that people don't understand? You can make up what you want. It's not a problem. But that's what the Bible says. Adam and Eve was the first man and woman, period. Even can trace back their lineage. Krishan Denti jumps into, well, the first man, first humans were the Genesis 1. And those are Gentiles. And then Adam and Eve were the first Jews. What? What are you talking about here? That's not the way it works. At least they can make it up, but not what the Bible says. But don't stretch the imagination. Bible's clear. Now, they can make up whatever they want to make up. Arnold Murray says we used to be angels. Really? So, one ager wrote, said, it is time that God be put in his place that is in man. We're God in disguise. Only ignorance keeps us from realizing our divine reality. Another New Age writer put down, honor and worship your own being. God dwells in you as you. Well, how many of y'all ever created a universe? Or even let's start easy. Your first amoeba. Or how about a mouse? Just create one. It should be easy. Or come back to life again. Who's ever done that before besides Jesus? At least somebody has, right? No. They try to make it look that way, that I came back from the dead because I was all this and all that. Like back, I had one guy that wrote a book about it. He left the operating table and went to see an angel led him around heaven. And this is not a joke. It's actually wrote his own Oprah and Sid Roth, it's supernatural. And that we all are not sinners at all, that there's no tribulation, that all man has been forgiven, just like that, done. And what the Bible says, but he went to heaven, though. Yeah. There's one theme in actress Shirley MacLaine's Out on a Limb, explores, defends the New Age movement, and she writes of a friend telling her each person's a universe. If you know yourself, you know everything. Well, she has asked one time, okay, we'll create your universe, I'm waiting. Nothing but silence, because she couldn't do it. All knowledge and power and truth are within you and waiting to be unlocked. Therein comes the Aquarian Age. Isis, the water bucket challenge, this is what that's all about. Got nothing to do with helping people with that MLS. Not at all. It's all about bringing in the Aquarian Age. Those people that did that, participated, every one of them in the ice bucket challenge, That was a satanic ritual. That's what that was all about. Another leader stated, quote, "We are his gods and might as well get good at it. I'm a god," said Shirley MacLaine in the Malibu Beach. Remember? That's what that movie's there for. Few aspects of the New Age have shocked traditional religious sensitivities a little bit more and invited ridicule from non-religious quarters. And Shirley MacLaine's notorious, "I am God," she exclaimed. Remember that? The guy coaxing her there on the beach says, "Go ahead and shout it out." So it's clearly intended to be provocative. Importantly, within a kind of a, looking at it from a wider context of MacLaine, this "I am God," as Copeland said, and Crouch said, and Benny Hinn, Joyce Myers, I got some recordings on her too, they can be seen as containing a whole metaphysical in a nutshell. MacLaine's radical "I am God" belief is derived from one of her influences, J.C. Knight, Ramtha, R-A-M-T-H-A. See, Ramtha sees it as his most important task to convince the members of his audience each of them is a god. Now, wouldn't that puff you up a little bit? You all gods running around? What else is familiar to that? How about the Mormon belief at the high level? They believe they'll become a god of their own planet. Uh-huh. That sound familiar? Ramtha. Introduction. There's a J.C. Knight photograph. Staring the reader right straight in the face. And there's a text below the photograph. It says, "You never knew how beautiful you were, for you never really looked at who and what you really are. You want to see what God looks like. Oh. Go look in a reflector. You're looking God straight in the face." Aha. Well, well. How about that? So what you do is you go through life. They use their means of TV, beauty pageants, of you win, you lose, abuse, financial obligations not being met, etc. Overweightness. Make you feel bad about yourself. You have winners and losers in games. The losers always feel bad. Parents not being parents anymore. Makes the children feel like they're not loved. Then all of a sudden someone says, "Oh, you're a god." Oh, I like that idea. I'm a god? Yeah, Tony Robbins says you can do anything you want. Well, so does Jesus say that, too. But he means it. Tony Robbins also had a big problem. The last time, one of the last times I heard was about 12, 15 people got their feet burned, third degree, second degree burns when they tried to cross those coals. Didn't work so well. The godhood got a little bit toasty. They got a little bit closer to hell than they thought. I don't know if he ever got sued for that or not, but it wasn't working. Yeah, some of them had third degree, second degree burns on their feet. As a primary effect of this affirmation that you're a god, the New Agers frequently report a sense of self-affirmation. A release from guilt. Family, where does the guilt come from? Conviction of the Holy Spirit when you sin. An acceptance of life that's very familiar, similar to the experience of us as being born-again Christians. But they say, no, it's a release from guilt. But guilt is a love that God gives you because you're falling away. He's trying to bring you back by convicting you. That's punishment from God. It is the guilty feelings. Jesus went through the hard punishment. Yours is punishment is conviction. Falling away, you feel that pull away. God gives it to you, so he pull you back in for love. So he won't lose you. Well, they give you release from guilt, so God will lose you. See how that works? Do you understand how massive this implication really is? It's similar to the experience of a Christian who discovers a new identity as a child of God the Father, being born again, sort of. But in the realm of ethics, these New Agers affirm that all is God, hence all is good. Even inanimate objects is God, which you're trying to bring into play. Evil is associated or tied to ignorance and seen as a lack of enlightenment. Satan is a representation of evil. No. It's like saying that a bare wire is a representation of electricity. I don't see it. Okay, well, grab it and watch it. Bzzzt. Oh, it's real. That's right. That's Satan. Is real. That's very important what I've said just now about God within you. You heard it yourself. I had to play that to show you the up-to-date how they're... You, and Joel Osteen and Victoria Osteen, you're doing it for yourself as humanism. Copeland, Benny Hine, Joyce Myers, all the TBN, you're gods in the making. Matches exactly the New Age movement. Right to a T. Arnold Murray, you're angels before. I was an angel before? Yes, you're an angel. Oh, okay. I'm an angel before. So now I'm working my way up. Whew. Whoa. Other beliefs they have is reincarnation and karma. I always thought reincarnation was, I don't know, milk and caramel. Isn't that going ice cream? Anyway, reincarnation and karma. Family, it's not reincarnation. In reality, it's incarnation. It's called channeling. It's called possession. They call it reincarnation. You've lived before. And karma, what goes around comes around. That's why they will let the felons out of prisons, and they're going to close down the prisons. They're going to stop and show you that... death penalty is not working. They're going to suspend it, shut down all prisons. And the only thing will house prisons will house those that go against the New Age movement. They don't need FEMA camps. They got the prisons. They're going to release all felons. This is, in fact, planned to happen. And former felons, over 185 to 200,000, will be used as national police. You understand this? That is planned. So when they commit crimes, there's no such thing as a crime. What goes around comes around. You do something bad to you, something bad is going to happen to someone else. It's going to happen bad to you. Oh, okay. Family, they're releasing psychos, murderers, because of this New Age belief. You understand this? The New Agers don't understand this at all. They don't realize this is going to happen. Hence, helter skelter. That term's going to make a big meaning for people later down the road. The reincarnation and karma, personal transformation is a way of life. Hence, each person will choose what they call something, what is it? Sandhana. I can't remember it. Sandhana. S-A-D-H-A-N-A, something like that. It's kind of a path of growth and spiritual development. They teach them this in their universities. In the Wesak festivals, New Age. But you know, since there's no sadhanas or whatever you want to call it, can be completed one lifetime, that's where the core belief of reincarnation and karma provides a long-term framework for this theology and your spiritual progression to the next level. It's what these people believe. It's growing massively. Prospects for this sort of spiritual evolution that we're going to go through the Aquarian stage. It's beyond physical death, they say, is or not at all limited to physical rebirth or even on another planet. planet. That's where the fallen angels are located, through rituals, portals. You know, the universal element of the New Age about survival is progressive spiritual evolution. It's called progressive spiritual evolution. It's a process which starts before birth, continues beyond death. And reincarnation gets you there. Well, their idea of reincarnation is taken, which they did in 1985, and cloning a pharaoh. The pharaohs were hybrids of the fallen angels. So when they died, they mummified them where they could get cells. They didn't have the technology back then, so they had to wait. You got me? So then they had the technology of cloning that spirit that never went to heaven, but was in the abyss, using the tree of life, could retake that body of what he had as a pharaoh. Do you understand this? That's how they see living forever. It's about incarnating a cloned body of their pharaoh back then. They've done it. It's happened. But they say you got to progress through many lifetimes to reach oneness with the One. That to be reunited with ultimate reality. They got a lot of this stuff in Woodstock back in my day in the 60s and 70s. The New Age kind of thinking. If you accumulate good karma, that's the fruit of your actions, good deeds. The witchcraft, witches have that called the threefold rule. And they are all part of it. That's why the Freemasons do good deeds. Oh, you see now. Positive benefits accrue in later lives. Bad karma produces future punishments. So the final goal is to merge with the cosmos, or God, in the end, repetitious and painful birth, death, rebirth process. Can you imagine being born again in their theology as a baby? Oh, I don't want to go through this again. And that's why they cry, right? You know, the commonly accepted opinions around the New Age movement, few of them are held with such passion and even dogmatic certainty as a belief in reincarnation and karma. What do you do when you go to a movie on the weekends? I'm going to go to the movie at 2 o'clock. Oh, it's too. When's the movie going to start? Well, about 15 minutes. We're not even there yet. Never mind. We'll take the 6 o'clock movie or 4 o'clock. We can just wait. Get it right next time. It's Saturday. We're going to miss this one, too. Well, let's just do it tomorrow. Oh, okay. See, they do the same thing with life. If you don't get it right this time, what the dickens? So what? I get it right next time. You see what that does? And if I don't miss it that time, you know, I'll do better next time. Man, you don't get another time. But when they give you that notion, it's not like a rerun of a movie or another playing time. Man, you get one shot. That's not what they teach them. Can you imagine inviting that it may be. You can't cry over spilt milk. But I don't have to because I can just do it again. It's a view which the believer is no longer dealing with the ongoing relationship with God. With karma and reincarnation serves a numerous intellectual functions, actually, from their point of view. They explain the inequalities and negativities of life. Positive thinking. Norman Vincent Peale was Illuminati. Tony Robbins, Illuminati. You get the idea now? Carnegie Foundation. You would not believe the evil these people were involved in wars, mind control. But you never thought that. A never-ending source for speculation on past lives and soulmates and life after death and all that. You notice that all these authors that start talking about my past life, they all were kings or queens or dukes or whatever. Is any one of them wrote that I used to be a shoe shiner or a blacksmith when I was in my previous life? No. They're all kings and queens and princes and whatever else. How many can you have? And also changing your consciousness. From a New Age perspective, your problem to begin with is that you have an illusion that you're limited and finite. Well, a New Ager will tell you that you are separated from God only in your own consciousness. Really? You need to be enlightened, my friend. You need to be enlightened. You have forgotten your true identity. Take a puff of this. You're the victim of a false sense of separate identity that blinds you to the essence, essential unity with God. It's causing your problems, they say. Eliade, he was a historian and philosopher, E-L-I-A-D-E. He wrote numerous books on world religions, and he said, I quote, "The wretchedness of human life is not owing to divine punishment or to an original sin, but to metaphysical ignorance," unquote. Oh, I like that. I think I'll go join that, right? Does that make it true? No. Makes you feel good till you die and you find out, like Anton LaVey did, he's going to hell because he cried and screamed the whole time that he's dying. He said, "This can't be true. It's not right. Something's wrong. Something's wrong." He didn't expect it. In his deathbed, he was freaking out. Transformation, the transformation from an ignorant state to an enlightened one, releases you from the consequences, or that's the karma, of ignorance, and brings to you forgiveness and understanding from a former experience of unpleasantness and what the world, the boring world, calls evil. But this enlightened being that's going to be removed from this planet, they say, lives beyond this world called good and evil. Then you get the gurus out there that's going to lead you in that path. You have origins of New Age, Gnosticism, Neoplatonism, Plato. Plato was an Illuminati. Plato was an avatar. That's documented. A teaching avatar. Hermetism, Neoplatonism, astrology, alchemy. Some of the church fathers of the Roman Catholic Church engaged in alchemy. Freemasonry, Shriners, Carl Jung drew heavily from alchemy. Carl Jung, you that are psychology majors and so forth, Carl Jung was heavy in alchemy. He's an alchemist. He's a father like psychology and whatever. The Celts, witchcraft, magic, neo-pagan movement, the Renaissance, all through that. That's why they call it the New Age movement, called the Dark Ages, because Freemasonry, Swedenborg. He's one of the leading scientists of Sweden, 1688 to 1772, and he's the man who spoke with angels, and he warned us that they lie. But they used him as a channel. As above, so below. Mesmerism, mesmerizing. That's what Adam Weishaupt did to Thomas Jefferson. And Mandel House did to Woodrow Wilson. It's very significant, family. It helped establish wars. Spiritualism, Hinduism, transcendental meditation, transcendentalism. The yoga positions are worship of different gods. People don't know that. Theosophy, the masters, Blavatsky. All this is part of it. Anna Bissett, Alice Bailey. Christian Science was a forerunner of the New Age. Man, if people only knew how deep this goes. And I've only barely scratched the surface tonight. If people only knew. And in the study, I had ran across about very significantly, Charles Manson. Well, not literally. But Charles Manson was hardcore crime-prone Satanism. Family, they're using him still today. Manson called himself the devil and would frequently use demonic symbols as a self-styled Satanist. They use him today from his protection of the prison to organize the coming helter-skelter. He's organizing these street gangs from his cell by using cell phones, and there's been processes of taking 5 cell phones away from him, but he keeps getting them back. Some people out there know this already. The massacre of Hollywood star Sharon Tate was a lot more than what people realize. It was human sacrifice for apocalyptic triggers. It's very, very significant, that murder of Sharon Tate. Is way beyond what people even have any idea what really happened. And the Beatles, in the Book of Revelation, and the motives of Charles Manson, very significant, that people don't realize. Now, I suspect here shortly we're liable to come toward the end of the program tonight. Let y'all know that I do have a website, Watchman for Jesus, watchmanforjesus.com. And a Facebook, Watchman for Jesus. And I'm here on Revelation Radio Network now till 9 to 11. And there's a possibility in the future we may have an earlier time. But that we'll see what happens. Right now I'm here every Monday, 9 to 11 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. A lot of the murders going on today, and child abuse, is based on Satanism. Satanism and human sacrifice definitely manifested in September, October. You know, there's a danger that lurks behind beliefs of black cultists and Satanists and the trivializing of human life. That's a humanist belief. The fact that a human can be easily killed is a sacrifice, that the killing is not done humanely, but with torture to enhance the benefit of the sacrifice. It's done by torture, by design. It's horrific, terrible. That's what LaVey and all them did. You got your legislators, your presidents, your CEOs, military leaders, scientists, all involved in this. You understand how high this really goes? Child Protective Service, CIA, all that is connected. This is what they're for. Satanists formally began in the United States by LaVey. It went from just wicked, ungodly deportment as a mark of innate human depravity. Vengeance and violence was considered. Satanists, there's a transvaluation or a complete reversal of all values using murder. That's what's going on in the news today. The murders that's being committed are rituals. The reports of child abuse connected to Satanism is being kept silent. And a lot of these public officials discount the satanic element in these cases. But in fact, this is what they're from. Ted Gunderson has talked about this. Child abuse in several new religions or cults. Discipline is often a code word for sadistic mistreatment of little children. And they don't think that destructive cults are... Now you know we're 500,000 children go every year. And you don't think that judgment's not going to come upon the United States? It sure is. And Europe and the rest of the world is coming. This is the reason for child abuse. The primary reason is satanic. And stop being reported. And it's at the highest level. They kidnap and breed their own children for ritual purposes. And the production of child pornography, torture animals, sacrifice human beings in the versions of the black mass, and practice cannibalism. They pull people in, heavy metal music, Dungeons and Dragons, supporting anti-Satanists on our television personalities like Geraldo Rivera, Oprah Winfrey, scholars such as Charles or Carl Rasky. It would shock you to know, to realize what's really going on behind the scenes in that curtain. They're kind of like chameleon personalities. You'd never think. Those like Jimmy Carter, Clinton, they're all Satanists. Unbelievable. And the part of them, this new age, comes out in their quotes. But they pretend to be Christian, and they're absolutely not. Family, pray. Cover yourself with the blood of Jesus. Witness to others. And get ready for that change. America's not ready for it. They know something's going on, but they can't put their finger on it. We're coming toward the end of the program here shortly, I do believe. It's liable to cut off any time now. The family tomorrow, 4 o'clock to 6, combined visit on TalkStream Live. You'll find my name there, Thomas Gamble, or my website, watchforjesus.com, and I start talking right at 4 o'clock. I cut in on the 24-hour loop of archives I have constantly running. So, if you have any questions or comments, you can send them to me through my Facebook, Watchman for Jesus. You can do that. Send me that was awkward. email. But you also do it there in my Facebook. There we go. Y'all have a great night. Signing off.